It's time for another B moment. Let's let our heart say, this is my B moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So this morning, I am appreciating the importance to embrace what didn't go right in my life, or at least appears to not have gone right. And so as a child, going back all the way to childhood, you know, I had the greatest resistance of being different. It was important for me during that period of my life to fit in. And so if there was a situation that was a little different, I would try to fix it, or I would end up covering something up in shame. Obviously, as I grow older, my relationship with the Lord deepens. I appreciate more that things did not necessarily happen to me in life, but they happened for me. I think the story with Fanny Crosby is an excellent example of how those things that appear to not have gone right are necessary components to our God's divine plan for our life. So Fanny Crosby was a few weeks old. She contracted an eye disease. The doctors prescribed the wrong medication, and she ends up permanently blind. But Fanny would go on to write more than 8,000 hymns. Toward the end of her life, her friend asked her, "I know you must have some level of resentment or bitterness toward the doctor." Her reply was, "The doctors may have made a mistake, but God didn't." I think Fanny Crosby epitomizes someone who embraced what didn't go right and still made sure God got the glory from her story. Today's scripture is Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." So today, will you join me in embracing what didn't go right for you, ensuring that God gets the glory from your story? Finally, share this B moment as others desire to be inspired.